23-year-old instrumentalist-composer Rachel Flowers has spent the entirety of her life developing an ear for music. Born 15 weeks premature, Flowers lost her eyesight as an infant. A new film, Hearing is Believing, documents her lifelong dedication to song.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to bring out a woman who has learned to play many instruments. But you see, she uses her ears as her eyes for the world. Her name is Rachel Flowers. How about we bring Rachel out for one more song?
Rachel Flowers played the piano for the first time at 2 years old. By the age of four, she was already a student of the Southern California Conservatory of Music. Lorenzo DiStefano's new film, Hearing is Believing, takes us into Rachel Flowers' world.
We shot for 53 days over an almost two-year period, so it got kind of bigger than we expected. You know, it's about a little girl in a little town, a little house. We found a big story there, we feel. We call her hyper-abled, you know, as opposed to disabled.
Like lots of people familiar with Rachel Flowers, one of DiStefano's first impressions of her musical talent came through a series of YouTube videos.
YouTube came out of mom just posting on a channel. It's been 10, 12 years now, I think she started doing that. The first thing I heard was her variations on the national anthem by Francis Scott Key. And she did it as Mozart would do it. Chopin would do it. It was incredibly dexterous and imaginative.
Rachel Flowers has taken the stage alongside some of the music industry's most iconic talents. Many of those scenes shown for the first time through DiStefano's film project.
We just released a bonus feature preview. It's going to be on the Blu-ray release of her with Ray Charles at the age of 10. And Ray died 3 months after this, but it was a very sweet, you know, historic clip in a lot of ways. Of her playing at the Academy of Music for the Blind, which is something that in L.A. that Ray supported. A lot of history there. Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter. She's met, a lot of people along the way who know of her, and hopefully this film will remind them of how she's developed since then.
Lorenzo DiStefano, the filmmaker, draws inspiration from Rachel Flowers, the person. And that's what he hopes people get out of his film.
The theme that I thought of that it kind of guided me along was the great that exists in the small. In other words, something small that is already great, and then when you discover it, you then realize that. So that's what I took from it. And I think about Rachel a lot, and even now that the film is done, in my work, if I falter or energy lags or lost my way and whatever, I always know Rachel's there in her studio, pumping it out, 18 hours a day, if not more.
A DVD Blu-ray release of Lorenzo DiStefano's film Hearing is Believing drops next month. This is the WBGO Journal.